The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, and updates for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. Turn any corner in Longmont and you'll likely see a campaign sign for Tim Waters. Many are on commercial properties. This has me questioning who is backing him and who Waters is more likely to listen to, the people of this community or those of big developers from outside. So, I followed the money. On the public records portal on the Longmont City Clerk's website, I found campaign contributions reports for Tim Waters and Joan Peck. Peck's shows a lot of small donations from individuals in Longmont, but Waters' reports show several donations from out-of-state LLCs in California, three others all with the same address in Niwot, and a fourth having a similar name as those other three but with a Longmont address. Maybe there is a good explanation, but this isn't passing my smell test for honest campaigns. Waters has substantially outraised the other two contenders for mayor. I don't want a mayor who listens to out-of-state money over the voices in the community. I'm voting for Joan Peck because she has the smarts and integrity to truly listen to and work for the people in her community. Cat. Bradley Bennett Longmont.